providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, you guys. Time for KER Politics and Gals. I have an interesting woman on the line. She was recommended to become a guest on our show by my friend Jim McKinney. Her name is Pam Popper, Dr. Pam Popper. She's a naturopath. Pam and I have been talking a little bit off mic here, so we have certain parameters. Actually, we have no parameters as to where this conversation can go. I'm very curious about, I've done a fair amount of background work on Pam. I'm very curious about her background. I'm very curious about why she believes what she believes. And the one thing that she does believe that I am a firm believer in, as you know, after listening to me for over 10, 15 years now, I really believe in civil discourse. That's exactly what this is going to be. We're going to devote half the show to Pam. Let me just say why. Pam is a naturopathic physician. She has written the book that is available on Amazon. It's called COVID Operation. It's the story of how the COVID-19 hoax began, who the major players are, and how the plan was executed. It's a very disturbing account of how easy it is to take control of people who assume that they will continue to enjoy freedom without holding government, the media, and many others accountable. I personally cannot believe, this is the last thing I'm going to say here, how we as Americans do not hold the media accountable for where, what direction they're going in right now. Pam, let's start out, before we talk about the book, let's start out talking a bit, if you wouldn't mind, about your background.
Well, my background is, I came from a business background, and I got interested in health really by accident. It's not, I didn't practice healthy habits or anything like that. And quite by accident happened upon what I thought was an interesting niche in the healthcare business, and we carved it out at my company. I started my company over 25 years ago, and it's informed medical decision-making, essentially teaching people to make decisions about the food they eat, the supplements they take, the tests, the drugs, the procedures that the medical profession recommends, just making those decisions the way that you make decisions about cars and houses and retirement accounts and college educations and other things that are important in your life. And getting away from the way that this is typically done, where people just do what they're told or a neighbor suggests something and they jump on it. And, after 25 years in this business, the most common line spoken to me is, if I'd known then what I know now, I never would have done it. You know, and so do what you do when you buy a house. You check things out. You ask questions. You think about what this means for you and your finances and your future, and then you make a decision. And so this whole thing that we're going through right now just became an extension of that. Our members and clients expect that when something new develops in the healthcare industry or in health and politics, because they're intertwined, as you know, that me / we will do a lot of research and report on it. And I've always given some of that away, you know, through YouTube and through my newsletter and that sort of thing. And so that's how this whole journey that we're on right now began. It was just an extension of what we've been doing for 25 years.
What I would like to do, Pam, is I want to take advantage of what you do, in the sense that I personally, Larry, I want you to hear this. I personally plan to sign up for your program and learn as much about it as you care to teach me. Let's talk a little bit about how you work with clients and how I can get involved.
Well, when a client comes to us, you know, we're not doctors. We don't do direct care, okay? I mean, we have a lot of health professionals on our staff, but we're not in the direct care business. We're in the help you make a decision about it business. So a typical person might come to us, usually with a lot of medical history, and not and the common denominator is, gosh, it seems like the more doctors I hang out with, the worse everything gets, right? So what people are asking us to do is help them get out of the medical mill. And so what that means is looking at all the decisions that they've made in the past. Were they good, bad, et cetera? And I don't mean good or bad like I know everything. I mean just looking at evidence. These are all evidence-based decisions, all right? And then looking at the decisions in front of people right now. Should I continue to take this drug? Do I need a new doctor? Is this test something that will benefit me, or am I more likely to be harmed by it? Somebody's recommended I have this surgical procedure. What are the risks and the benefits? Is it even necessary? And the entire process, I like to compare what we do to what realtors do when selling houses. Realtors don't tell you where to live. They make the process of buying a house a little bit easier to navigate, but you have to decide where you're going to live. And having said that, realtors can be really nice people, but that doesn't stop you from getting online and checking out the comps on the street and what are the property taxes and, you know, doing your own research too. So that's essentially how we walk people through this, and they learn how to read medical studies and scientific articles. It's something we can teach anybody, including middle school students, to do, so that they can make the right decision for themselves. And sometimes somebody will even ask me, well, Pam, if you were in my situation, what would you do? And I tell them, I'm not going to tell you, and I'm not trying to be a smart aleck with you. I'm just saying that the decision has to be yours. It's not my body. It's not my money. I don't have a horse in this race. I mean, it really does have to be your decision, and my job is just to make sure that you understand the risks and the benefits of the options in front of you. So many times our people go back to their doctors, and they know much more about the treatments that they've been offered or whatever it is they've been told to do than their doctors do. And I'm not saying that because, you know, we're so smart. I'm just saying that doctors often just do what their professional societies and that sort of thing tell them to do, and they're not so good at thinking for themselves in many situations.
You know, Pam, I got to tell you, just on a personal note, I am a Christian, and I'm not bringing that up to flog anything at all. I'm just saying that most of the physicians who I am involved with, both as guests on my radio program and when I take advantage of their profession, I want to say they are of the same mind bent that I am. Agree or disagree, as we talked earlier, it really doesn't matter. And most of them, if not all of the physicians that I am currently involved with, feel exactly the same way that you do. They're not angry at the medical profession or anything. They simply agree that you have to take advantage of the system and make yourself feel better through your own actions. Pam, tell me a little bit about the qualifications of your staff, if you would.
Well, we have a pharmacist, we have nurses, we have dietitians, we have a psychiatrist, we have licensed therapists, we have a physical therapist. I want to say something about credentials because I think this is really important too. I think that in the healthcare field, there's way too much emphasis put on credentials, and we've all seen situations in which doctors who have Ivy League educations and they've worked at prestigious institutions say things that are patently false and make recommendations that are patently dangerous, all right? So I don't want to be disrespectful of education or credentials because I think that's throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yep.
But I tell people the thing that drives healthcare decisions is what evidence says about those decisions. In other words, if you're a cancer patient, let's just take this for example.
Pam, I don't have to cut you off right now, but you've only got about 30 seconds, then we have to
I'll tell you, I'll just make it quick. So if you're a cancer patient and your Harvard-educated doctor is recommended a treatment that only extends your life by 10 weeks. The important thing is not Harvard. The important thing is understanding it's 10 weeks and then looking at whether or not that's a good value proposition for you. And so too many people say, Harvard, I'll do anything he says or she says.
Yep.
Wrong choice. Okay.
That's very definitely the wrong choice. Ladies and gentlemen, top of the hour news is coming up shortly. I'm going to take a real quick break with Dr. Pam Popper. I like what she has to say. I find her to be a very, very interesting professional woman. We're going to elongate, so to speak, this interview into the next segment. Looking forward to see what you all have to say about Dr. Popper. So far, I have to say that during my brief discussion with her, I am pleasantly surprised and impressed. Stick around after the commercial break. Going to be right back.